Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological consultation summary report on Lawrence T. Strand, S-T-R-A-N-D. Address is 4 Glenshire Lane, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-521-6846. ID is XXX XXX6919. Date of birth 8/5/1951. 74-year-old retired single man. Insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield. Federal employee. Pharmacy is Raley's East Avenue. This is addressed to Dr. Sean, S-E-A-N, first F-U-R-S-T-D-O, Enloe Physical Medicine and Rehab Clinic, 340 West East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-3277. Fax is 530-893-6978. Dear Doctor, the chief complaint is tremor in the left leg. Dear Dr. First, thank you for referring. Under his name, it should say physical medicine and rehabilitation. Thank you for referring. Lawrence Strand for neurological evaluation with his history of the development of tremor asymmetrically on the left, radiating from the left hip and thigh distally. New paragraph, as you may remember, he underwent an epidural injection earlier, possibly with some benefit, not clearly associated with the development of these symptoms. New paragraph. He was seen for his initial evaluation on October 6, 2025, and underwent a number of diagnostic tests, including MRI scan of the brain on October 13, 2025, a nuclear medicine DAT scan on November 13, 2025, diagnostic laboratory testing on September 18, 2025, new paragraph. He gave a history of pain located in the small of his back and the right lateral hip area, somewhat increased with activity, and associated numbness in the right toe since ankle fusion surgery. Recent electrodiagnostic testing has not been completed and will be considered. New paragraph. Medications include amlodipine, amoxicillin, that's Augmentin, celecoxib, and enalapril, none of which are reported to have been associated with great benefit. Other medications in his regimen include finasteride, gabapentin, multivitamin, rosuvastatin, sildenafil, zalapon, and tramadol. New paragraph. Laboratory testing showed a slight elevation of the D-dimer at 0.52, slight elevation of the MCV at 100.2, the Quest Alzheimer's Detect All Caps PTAU217 test showed a slight elevation of 0.20. Possibly consistent with cognitive impairment and symptomatic Alzheimer's disease compared to patients with other neurodegenerative disorders. The neurofilament light chain plasma was normal. The Quest Alzheimer's disease all caps APOE isoform in the plasma showed values of E2/E3, a reduced risk for Alzheimer's disorder. His general chemical dementia panel showed a borderline elevation of the MCV at 100.2. And an elevation of the LDL cholesterol at 121, with a total cholesterol at 232. Apolipoprotein B of 104, hemoglobin A1C of 5.5, intact insulin at 5, and insulin resistance score of 18. His nutritional assays showed absence of measurable vitamin B3, parenthesis niacin, absence of measurable chromium at 0.5, less than 0.5. With otherwise normal mineral values, the Alzheimer's Detect beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was 0.178. Which is low Alzheimer's risk. New paragraph. The MRI brain scan, with and without contrast, on October 13, 2025, showed no abnormal findings, with mild involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres, mild chronic microvascular ischemic changes. There was, subparagraph, there was a 1 by 2 centimeter solidly enhancing dural base mass overlying the left orbit with features consistent for meningioma. There were mild involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres. New paragraph. The anterior mass, 1.9 by 2.2 by 2.6 centimeters, left anterior cranial fossa, extra-axial dural base soft tissue signal intensity, contributes to regional mass effect on the left frontal lobe without brain edema. New paragraph. The nuclear medicine DAT scan, brain SPECT imaging completed on on November 13, 2025. Study referred for evaluation of Parkinson's syndrome. Showed focal physiologic radio tracer uptake within the expected regions of the bilateral caudate nuclei. There were mildly diminished areas of expected radio tracer uptake in the right putamen, the left putamen, with no abnormally increased radio tracer uptake elsewhere. These findings are borderline abnormality diminished with the expected region of the right putamen for which monitoring was suggested. New paragraph. Lawrence was given a trial of carbidopa levodopa up to 2,100 tablets several times a day, which he took intermittently, but experienced no improvement in his clinical symptoms. New paragraph. Following our extended discussion today, I am referring him for a diagnostic electroencephalogram, both static and dynamic studies, to exclude frontal cerebral cortical irritation that he may have acquired as a consequence of exposure to COVID, other viruses, or the presence of his meningioma. New paragraph. He is planning on going to vacation and will be back in several weeks. We discussed any problems that he might have, and at this time I don't anticipate that his vacation will produce any difficulty in his clinical symptoms. New paragraph. I will see him back for reevaluation in a few weeks. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report then.